Yeah, I'm gonna stop putting the brant at the beginning.
I keep failing on telling you that, and this might be the case with all videos. It actually might be because I do this and I look at these analytics a lot. But anyway, there's a huge drop off in the beginning, but actually, you know what? Just scratch that. That's in every single video. If you look at analytics, a lot of people just like websites. You go on a website, you know, 50% go like, oh wait, no, not this one, and they leave. So the same thing with videos. So there's always a drop off in the beginning. You see, it's 100%, and it starts going boom, 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 and then goes usually to like 60%.
Nice.
But that's what we have. So yeah, but up to you. So what do you want to put then? This?
I don't know. I mean, I like it. It's just, it's a visual thing. There's some music to it. I don't know. I guess it's good.
Okay.
We can evolve a little bit. I like it.
Nice, man. So how's your week so far?
Well, it's been really good. How's yours?
I guess I'm feeling the economy a bit. You know, I'm in an industry where it doesn't, it's kind of recession proof in a way, but still, you still notice, you know, drop offs, like ebbs and flows, you know, like how the economy is doing.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And
so, definitely, like, there's been we're in the part where we're losing people, you know, we still have, thankfully, but I mean, like. You know, you go from like, oh, adding, and then losing. Like, I guess if you plot it, it'll be a graph, like everything is. You know, it's so crazy.
Yeah. And trust me, on my end, I've known in my industry, I've seen how prices. I mean, obviously, gas and food has gone way up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Inflation. But in my industry, I've noticed how prices have increased. I mean, it's insane. It's making my job a lot harder.
Yeah. So what? So for materials, like raw materials, like that kind of thing.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, and that affects everything else.
Yep. And when we make
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be specific, but
yeah, I don't want to dox myself, but
right.
Yeah. When I combine those raw materials, you know, it makes a certain, I'll call it a item. But it's making my job a lot tougher. Because I have to, recombine.
Yeah. Yeah.
In creative ways to make the final item not so expensive.
Oh my God. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to bring in this really quickly.
Wait, hold on. ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Uncovering Anomalies podcast. That is, I Want to Believe Adam.
Hey, everybody.
I am tippity toppity, tired Topher. and welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, and you keep adding T's. I like that. Tippity toppity. I forgot to play this, but I think it's very it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. All right, enough of that.
Yeah, it's starting to look that way, my man. We touched on the Israel-Palestine conflict a little bit last week.
We're just starting,
and I think we'll probably touch on it this week as well.
Yeah, you know, we have no choice. We'll be going back and forth. I don't want to spend too much time on anything really, because it can be depressing. But it is all intertwined. I've recently, towards the end of like researching UFOs and secret societies, I've reach that conclusion that whoever is running this empire, and we know who they are now, right? Yeah. Have something to do with the UFO file and shooting them down, and you know, it can get pretty strange if you go down that rabbit hole. But I guess we'll get there somehow, or I won't talk about stuff like that. But you sent me this UFO video.
Yeah,
this is really strange. But for me, and we discussed this, you'll see. is that one. Oh, is there no sound to this? Of course, that's the music. Oh, yeah. See, that's my issue with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's a really, really cool video. I'm not sure I buy it.
Yeah.
But
it's really well done.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is it looks to me. All right. So what we're looking at is a video of a large, I don't even know how to describe it.
It looks like a pod, right? But a huge one. Oh, wait. Yeah. Something on Star Wars or.
Yeah. Or it's hard to describe. I recommend all of our listeners to, I mean, as I always say, every show, we share all of this stuff, or we put it in the show notes, but it's this weird, it almost looks like a helmet. I don't know, but it drops off a smaller UFO. It's really bizarre footage. And I don't know. I mean, it's probably CGI, but it's really well done if it is.
It's extremely well done. It's moving with the camera, movement. You know, that's the thing. For me, it was the zoom that threw it off, which is a very like, game-like zoom.
Yeah.
So right here, when they go, it just snaps. Like right over. Oh, wait. Oh yeah, right here. It could have been an editing thing, though.
Yeah, it could have been an editing thing. Huh. But yeah, it's a larger UFO that drops off a smaller UFO. It's pretty cool. What do the comments say?
I feel like this would be the type of footage where you'd get a knock at your door real fast.
Yeah.
And die, unfortunately, in a drunk driving accident.
Yeah.
Don't forget. All right, no. Where's CGI stuff? I guess that's what the title is. This has to be CGI, right? Typically, I'm good at picking up on CGI, but this one looks good. Too clear to be real. No one's really saying what game it's from or if anyone took credit for it.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of why I sent it to you is because going through the comments, no one has any proof that it's fake.
To me, it does
look like CGI. Yeah.
Oversaturation of the colors or something.
It does look like a pumpkin.
It is
the season.
Yeah. I mean, I got an excellent eye for CGI, but this one isn't registering as CGI. All right, but I mean, if it is CGI, then why in the F do we still get over-processed CGI in movies when we could have this super real looking CGI?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is weird because it does look edited. But why would they do that? Who edited this thing? Why would they edit that zoom? Like, you were perfectly zooming in. Well, would have kept it.
It's such cool footage.
It is, yeah. But it looks very. It's kind of.
I mean, here's the catch 22 about calling something CGI is because we've seen so much CGI of like aliens and UFOs and stuff. That's what we see all the time. That's what we expect all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all we see really.
So if it's real, people are going to go, oh, that's CGI because all they've seen is CGI.
I mean, that's the first thing. Yeah. You think of very strange. Really cool footage.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What'd you want to say?
No, I was just that's exactly what I was gonna say. I was gonna say really, really cool footage. I was gonna say definitely some very cool footage.
Yeah. So I'm not going to any specific order. I pretty much went as we sent stuff. Here's a funny thing about the Israel-Palestine conflict. It's nice to have some jokes in a very serious thing.
And Israel sending $1 trillion bajillion dollars per week to Israel to pay for Hellfire missiles because they're so weak and unprotected. They need more and more missiles. They need more missiles in Israel. They need as many missiles as we can get. In the Bible, it says, thou shalt give Israel missiles. Thou shalt give Israel all the missiles they need. And when I look at the amount of money that's raped from me that I have bled and sweat for, I say, you know what? I'm not paying enough. I'm not paying enough. I should be paying 75%.
That's pretty good.
Do you know Sam Hyde?
I know the name. I can't
I mean, that's him. He's so crazy. this is from the Babylon Bee. Lindsey Graham calls on the United States to bomb every country in the world.
For those who don't know, the Babylon Bee is a satiry. Satiry? Is it?
Yeah, satirical.
Satirical site.
Yeah.
But they, it, what's really funny about the Babylon Bee is they will put out a funny joke like this, and then it becomes true like 6 months later.
That's so true. Exactly. I mean, they're so ridiculous, and they're trying to point out how ridiculous realities become. So here's it goes. Breaking news. Graham, quote, "We must bomb the entire world." Live CNN. And this is making fun of him saying we must bomb Iran, right? That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I can't believe how accurate they end up being, though. It's ridiculous. It's
scary. And that's where probably where we're going.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully not, but I don't know if we can stop something like this. It looks way too insane. And people are unhinged, and the actions being taken are just insane. So you sent me this at the beginning because, you know, we covered this last week, but it was just starting, right?
Yeah, it was just getting started.
So you sent me this, and this is not talked about as much anymore. That's why it's good, you know, that we have all these stuff that we send each other because we can go back and go, oh, yes, see, they said that, because kind of stuff like this gets buried on purpose, obviously. So I served in the Israeli Defense Force, Gaza Division, during the 2014 Gaza War. Listen to me and listen to me well. There's no way in the world that anyone can approach the border without us knowing about it. False flag. Did people get paid off? What is your take? So this is a Reddit forum, but they're sharing. Oh, it's a tweet. Is this an IDF person? Oh, here she is. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember this. So she. It's in Hebrew. All right, so she basically goes, it's her testimony.
But I mean, it's, did we talk about this last week or was this in, when we were texting each other?
I mean, it was, we were saying it's a possibility. We discussed it saying, come on, these guys are this, you know, that border is extremely fortified. They have electronic surveillance. They have phone surveillance. You know what I mean? They have satellite surveillance. Yeah. So you can just have these guys glide through and do what they did and destroy tanks and like, you know,
plus, without... you know, they control the water flow, the flow of electricity, all this stuff.
They were warned about it.
Yeah, there's no way they couldn't have known this was coming. It's a 9/11.
Yeah. Let's ignore everything. Just let it happen. We need it to happen. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Seymour Hersh. He has a newsletter, and you know he's the one. He's a well-known journalist, respected journalist, right? He uncovered the gas line, the pipeline in Ukraine, the bombing of that, you know, other stuff. So many other things. So he came out with his newsletter saying that Bibi did allow it to happen. He's saying the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is finished. He's a walking dead man. I don't think so, though. You know,
I don't think so either.
Yeah. So he goes, what happened this week, the insider said, was a result of the Bibi doctrine that you could create a Frankenstein and have control over it. Yeah, exactly. Like we did with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, right?
Right, exactly.
We gave him money. We gave him training.
Oh, yeah. Hey, also, don't forget. Yeah. Osama bin Laden, we gave him weapons and training.
Yes, exactly.
People don't forget that.
So he goes here. Bibi made over the protest of local military commanders to quote to allow a group of Orthodox settlers to celebrate Sukkot in the West Bank. So there was that too, where he had 800 rabbis that went into the Al-Aqsa, right? So it was like they did that because they know that would provoke Hamas, and then they left the border completely open. You know, they moved this party, they said like 2 days before, they moved it down south, this rave.
It's fucking insane. God, have you seen the pictures coming out of West Bank?
Yeah, I'm not going to show any of that. Or Gaza, you mean, right? Yeah,
yes, sorry, Gaza, yes.
It's horrific.
It's terrifying.
And it's getting really serious. I mean, like this guy goes, Israel gives clear warning to Hezbollah. Of course, they're scared of them because they lost that war in 2006. Hezbollah is not a joke. So he goes, if Hezbollah joins the war, the IDF will completely destroy Damascus and will directly target the Iran-backed Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Moreover, U.S. warships will support Israel in this war, as we know now.
Shocker.
It was delivered by Israel via France. I know, shocker. We have two carriers now going in there.
Oh, my God. This is just getting worse and worse.
Dude, I know.
Oh, this is super. Going back to UFOs or something.
Or something. Yeah, so unknown aircraft just flew over France in 2 minutes at Mach 14 and 70,000 feet. What the hell is that?
What's the, the aircraft that the U.S. developed in the 70s that was like able to fly basically.
Not that fast though. Yeah. The U-2, there's the U-2 and the SR-71.
The SR-71. That's one I was thinking of. I'm assuming this has to be a updated version of whatever. Of that.
And it's obviously going to Israel. It's flying over France.
SR-71. It was called the Blackbird, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's crazy quotes out there. I just remembered now that Ben Rich, who was head of Lockheed Skunk Works, he said that they sent secret military aircraft to Israel during the 67 war.
I believe it.
So this might have something to do with that. You know, this brand new, like, what did you say? Mach 14, 70,000 feet. But why is this transponder on? So it's obviously trying to, some alien vehicles have. No, not transponders, but they were able. They're able to respond to something that we send them.
I truthfully think this is man-made.
Look at that! Yeah, look at that going over the ocean. Look how fast it's going.
Yeah, I mean it's absolutely an insane speed.
So that's where it's going, right? It's going to. There's a trajectory.
Yeah.
And they stopped. Did it stop? No, it keeps going. Look at that thing.
Yeah, it's going really, really, really fast.
I mean, the other planes look like they're stopped.
Yeah.
They look like they're stationary, and they're going like 700 miles per hour.
It's just, I thought humans literally couldn't travel at that speed.
Unless it's in the technology we talk about in this
show,
right?
Yeah. That,
yeah, it's the only way.
Yes, exactly.
Is everyone making fun of this thing here, or are they being
serious? When she says her parents aren't home.
Oh, yeah. Like those running memes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's really cool.
Yeah.
You sent me this one. Sean Diddy Combs claims he's met aliens. I read it, but I forgot. Do you remember? Did you read this?
I did, but I think I sent it to you on like Tuesday, so I don't remember.
Yeah, I know, dude. I know. Like every day is like a week.
Yeah.
I was driving through San Bernardino with my friend, and I got chased down by some sort of UFO. I did see it flying, and my friend saw it too. There were a couple of other cars on the road. All right, wait, where are the aliens though? I couldn't really look up. Nick Jonas, a firm believer in aliens. All right, when I was 14, no, I don't want... So where's the aliens? Okay, so it's clickbait. He saw a UFO.
Yeah.
All right. I could. When was this? What year? Doesn't say. But celebrities have always been doing that, right? But with UFOs?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who's a famous... Like John Lennon, David Bowie, right? He did that too.
David... I honestly... David Bowie, I would totally believe he saw aliens. He was such a weird guy.
He was so weird. When you look at him now, he's wearing androgynous kind of guy. It's not like he had long hair or anything. He looked male, but he still
wore makeup. I kind of think he is an alien.
Yeah, a lot of people said that when he was around. And he sang a lot about aliens. He was the first guy who IPO'd himself, like him and his music. And he put it on the market. He was the first guy to do that. So, yeah.
Totally an alien.
He started that trend. I know, pretty smart. Back to the negative stuff. But you know, it's kind of important because we're going through this, and we need to know as a society and civilization where we're headed. And you know, it's not a joke anymore. It's not. The thing is, when I share tabs, it doesn't stop the video where I had it. It refreshes it. So I hope this is the right spot. Oh, and
loading.
It likes to start from the beginning and then dragged. But he says, this is George Lucas. This is Lucas Gage on Stu Peters. I used to watch Stu Peters a lot more, I guess, during COVID, because he was always like screaming at the tyranny and the jabs. And, you know, he's kind of he's really passionate. So he's fun to watch when you want to get pissed off.
Jack, that. Why Israel? Where does it come from?
Because our government has been captured by the Zionist entity. That's why. And our congressmen, you know, they don't fly to the Great Wall of China, Stu, and touch it. They go to the State of Israel and they touch the Wailing Wall.
By the way, this includes every presidential candidate.
Every person. And Cynthia McKinney is my friend. She said even during her campaigning for congresswoman, they called, "Did you sign the pledge?" "No, I didn't sign. I'm from Georgia. Why should I sign the pledge?" They funded her opponent and she was knocked out of the race. That's how it works, Stu. So either pro-Israel to become anything, let alone the president, we know that. But even a congressman or a senator, you have to be pro-Israel. And yeah, they'll have Ilhan Omar or some opposition in there, but they're really not. Just to have that, you know, back and forth. But virtually everyone is supporting Israel, no matter what they say.
Yeah, and it's including because
they
us.
Control everything.
Yeah,
right.
$200 billion that went to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The black market there, the no accountability at all. These weapons have been sold off to perpetuate these attacks that are happening right now. $6 billion to Iran, the terrorist state that's allegedly, you know, carrying out these attacks. And, you know, then we're supposed to think that this is just completely unprovoked, but we have seen plenty of evidence that this was absolutely provoked. I mean,
absolutely,
There's videos all over the place of the provocation of this. So where does this end up? What do you see this? What do you see happening?
Well, you know, a lot of people have said, you know, I find it fishy that this secure border of Israel, this, you know, border was allowed to be infiltrated so easily, you know, paratroopers with like.
It says Judeo-Christian term is oxymoron, just for people who are not watching. And that's what they use. They use this Judeo-Christian thing that it's just one marriage. They have the same enemies, yeah. Same whatever. You sent me this one of Abby Martin. She's an excellent journalist, and she has great documentaries on what's going on there.
This is an article. There's a video from when she was on Rogan.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a big deal. I think it was before her documentary, or was after, probably because her documentary did really well.
Yeah,
he invited her on to talk about it.
You showed me that Dennis Prager video.
Which one was that?
It was an argument about Israel where he was talking about why Israel deserves to exist and stuff. After being there, man, holy shit, I feel like people have no idea I didn't even know what the hell was going on until I went to Palestine and saw how crazy it was. But
what,
man,
is it like? Tell me, give me your thoughts on your
so experience. Everyone mistakenly thinks that Hamas like controls Palestine. That's not true at all. There's three different areas that were drawn up with the original partition. It's the West Bank, which is totally under military rule by Israel, and then there's the Gaza Strip, which is like the open air prison, which they bomb the shit out of like every couple of years, and Hamas controls that area. And then there's Jerusalem, which is an international city center that both Arabs and Jews live in. But the West Bank has been occupied militarily since 1967, and it's complete martial law. There's checkpoints. All political parties are illegal. You can't, having a gun is like the least of it. You can't hold a flag. You can't belong to a political party. You literally can't do shit if you're a Palestinian. You just have to sit there and submit. And even if you share a photo of someone who was like killed by an Israeli soldier, you go to jail, and you go to jail for the amount of like months that,
what?
Yeah, based on the shares and likes of the photo, they'll penalize you more and put you in prison for longer and longer. I mean, I'll just tell you one story.
If you put a photo on social media, like you
of
put
someone who
on Facebook,
died, and they'll be like, "You're sharing a martyr and inciting people to like commit suicide, like on behalf of Palestinians," you go to jail, and they put them in jail. There's 99.7% conviction rate. Kids are tortured. Kids are in prison. It is absolutely insane. We went to the first day that we were there, we went to a funeral of some guy, some farmer who was shot by Israeli forces. And we went to the funeral. It was horrible. You know, all the women are wailing and crying. And
we know how bad it is.
I mean, it's complete insanity. I mean, I still, these people who were, you know, imprisoned and tortured by the Germans during World War II are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
God,
it makes no sense, huh? It makes no sense.
I guess, you know, that old corny saying, history repeats itself.
Or mirrors itself, right? It's a mirror.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, it's so sad.
It is, especially that it's kids. And then here we have these.
What they ought to do is evacuate up there on the hill and get a great big missile and blow that wicked Dome of the Rock plumb off of the spot where it's standing right now, so we can get that third temple rebuilt and usher in the coming of Jesus.
Oh my God. See, that's the issue we have.
These are people of God, supposedly. I mean,
supposedly Christians.
Just, man, do we have anything happier to play? Because I'm getting really bummed out.
Okay, fine. So, all right, let's skip. I was gonna.
No. You can play this. I'm just saying that.
I know,
man. World is shit.
Yeah, or it's people, dude. It's just brainwashed people. And,
yeah.
You know, I go back and forth. Like, do I really? Because getting out of that, it's not easy. Let's be traumatized out of it, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's enough out there to wake up people, you know. So maybe they are to blame. It's not like this information is not out there for anyone to look at and be convinced of. None of it is propaganda. Did you see this guy?
Yeah, you sent me this video. I don't remember what the deal is, though.
So he didn't die. But we're looking at the 9/11 memorial. This guy, and these are the footprints of the towers, right? And there's a cube in the middle that goes down where all the water goes down. So this guy, 33 years old, fell down it. He walked. These are people, you know, tourists, I guess, and they're all videoing this. And he just slid down. But only a broken leg and a broken back, injured back, something like that. Yeah. I thought he died, but no. It says here, police report the man jumped 30 feet into the North Pool at the 9/11 memorial. It's just strange it's happening now. Emergency medical services team assisted the man, who injured his left leg and back in the incident. So he's totally fine, but probably going to jail.
yeah. Man, yeah, that's interesting. Well, clearly the guy... I don't know. He had a point, or he's mentally something's wrong.
I think you're trying to tell us something, you know, or I don't know. You know, we have these things happen during these times. Maybe just coincidence that's happening exactly now. For those that understand the history of like the Second Temple and Rome, Titus, you know, a Roman emperor, he's the one that destroyed the Second Temple. He went to Jerusalem, destroyed it, basically, and destroyed the town too, because they were doing trouble. So the Arch of Titus is the victory on that. And so look, it goes, the Arch of Titus is an ancient symbol of Rome's triumph over Israel, right? Rome beat them. To see it lit up with the flag of Israel last night is nothing short of remarkable, hugely symbolic, and deeply meaningful to Israel and the global Jewish community alike. There you go, Rome. You have been conquered. It's crazy watching.
It took them a few years, but they came back and gotcha.
But isn't that nuts how they don't forget?
No. I mean, yes, it is nuts.
And we saw this happening in Germany, because some people had pictures showing the German, I guess it was the parliament, with like Nazi stuff. And then 100 years later, it had the Israeli flag on there. So crazy, dude. Like a lot of the capitals of Europe, and our capital too, had the Israeli flag, you know.
You know, and for such a small country, they kind of kicked everyone's ass.
I know, right? And control everyone. Like, no one even questions anything.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Here's Keith Woods. He's also on Stu Peters. He's really good. Really good. At least for the cause, or on this side, the cause for truth, I mean.
Israel benefiting by murdering other people. I mean, since when is it an America First position to say we should just go bomb anybody? I think we should be bombing nobody, despite the fact that there was this poll on Twitter. Which country do you think that the United States should bomb next? 86% of the respondents, with over 7,000 people polled, said Israel. Why is there support from Americans all of a sudden?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. I mean, like I said, unfortunately, a lot of these neocon narratives still get out there because the big influencers are controlled. But at the same time, you have social media, you have this communications technology that allows people to get their own narratives out there. And we're able to spread things like the USS Liberty, which Israel bombed, knowing that it was a US ship. The person that was firing the missiles communicated to his commander, pointing out it was a US ship. He was told to go ahead with it anyway. We're able to spread this kind of information. We're able to spread the very interesting information about potential Israeli foreknowledge of 9/11 and so on. And I think a lot of the old excuses for why the US has to support Israel, why it's so in their national interest, they don't really stand up to any kind of scrutiny. You know, the idea that Christians have some kind of obligation, maybe that can work as an excuse when you have complete control of the media. But when someone can go on Telegram or Twitter and can see videos of how Christians are treated in the Holy Land and how they get spat on by these Jewish settlers, and now we can see Christian churches being blown up with no regard by the Zionist entity, at that point, it becomes a much harder sell.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, is it, I guess it's not a coincidence that Musk has Twitter, because we wouldn't have seen any of this stuff shared, you know, the community notes. And that's why they're not allowed. That's why their propaganda is not working, is the community notes too, because it's disseminated quickly. But then as quickly, people are showing proof that it's fake. And you sent me some stuff too, like the whole 40 babies thing.
Yeah. Well, sorry, go on.
Well, I was going to say, which is a blatant lie, but I think we do get there. You sent me something on that. But this is an ex-top advisor to Israel's prime minister. Okay, and he's way more sympathetic to Palestinians than a BBC presenter. So this is a clip. It's always when they leave office, though. You know, it reminds me of some U.S. officials that do that, too. When they leave office, they become all of a sudden whistleblowers. You know, while I was in there, I saw this. Why don't you do anything or, you know, speak up? I mean,
right, exactly.
It's easy for them to, like, you know, claim the moral high ground. But anyway, it's good to see this. He's a top, ex-top Israeli official.
He would say, well, look, you know, we are defending ourselves. We are targeting Hamas targets in Gaza. We are trying to put an end to what we believe is a terrorist organization once and for all.
Do you really keep a straight face when you say that? Do you think terrorist organizations embedded in populations who are denied their most basic rights are ended once and for all in a military campaign? Does that happen in history? Can someone credibly tell me that when the leadership of a country says, we are cutting off food, electricity, water, all supplies to an entire civilian population, that they're targeting militants? I'm sorry, these kind of lies can't be allowed to pass. And when you tell yourself the lie, it leads to the wrong policy. If anyone told me that what the militants did on the weekend was a legitimate response to years and years of occupation, I would say, no, you're wrong-headed. You've lost sight of humanity and reality. And if anyone tells me that what Israel is doing in Gaza today is a legitimate response to what happened on the weekend, it's exactly the same.
And yet they are saying it, and yet the international community is saying that.
Yes, and people need to challenge them on it, because it's a lie, and we're warmongering if we allow them to get.
And that's why he's an ex
exactly
consultant, right? But despite all the fake news and despite that they've been caught in it, and this is why people hate Wikipedia. And so the 40 decapitated babies is now officially enshrined with its own Wikipedia entry.
God.
Yeah, despite all the issues with it, I think here's one of the editors. So this is the former prime minister of Israel. In this clip, listen to what he says. This is the guy who's just right before Netanyahu. Naftali, I forget his name.
Moetzet Yesh, in conjunction with My Israel, has arranged an instruction day for wiki editors. The goal of the day is to teach people how to edit in Wikipedia.
Oh my God.
Number one source of information today in the world. As a way of example, if someone searches the Gaza flotilla, we want to be there. We want to be the guys who influence what is written there, how it's written, and to ensure that it's balanced and Zionist in nature.
It can't be balanced and Zionist in nature at the same time.
I mean, these language. People are, I mean, it, oh man.
It's funny though. I mean, especially that there's clips of them saying this, you know, and it's just ridiculous to say to be balanced and Zionist in nature.
Right, right.
Wow. So, yeah, and you sent me this. It was on Reddit. He goes, you want a pictorial proof of dead Jewish babies? Here it is, you pathetic Jew haters. Of course, Ben Shapiro is unhinged these days. He's gone completely bonkers. And it turned out it was an AI image of a dog or something. But still, yeah. It's not 40 babies. You know, well, it has nothing to do with it.
You know, and he ended up deleting this tweet.
Yes, he did.
So you know it. You know, he even knows it's a huge lie.
Here's someone that has woken up to what's going on. It's taken her a very long time about Zionism, and because, you know, people are just so brainwashed. It's, I mean, I understand what she's going through. Here, it's a short clip.
And just like people have lost their damn minds over all of this. And it's so upsetting to see how this is turning people into, like, I mean, listen, I've never been one of those people that's like, you know, the Zionist. I have never been one of those people. Never really thought there was anything to it. But seeing how people are reacting to this and how they have thrown all sense of logic and nuance out the window, how they refuse to look at evidence, how they refuse to acknowledge that this 40 decapitated babies thing was an out and out lie from the very goddamn beginning. I truly never thought that following where the truth goes would be so difficult. Really never occurred to me. And I have to ask, I mean, it's like, why can't we talk about anything related to the Jews? I was canceled very badly almost 2 years ago because I made an analogy about the Holocaust and Hitler in the midst of a 2-hour conversation about spirituality that really had nothing to do with the Jews. Huh. It had nothing to do with them at all. Because the analogy I was making literally applied to every single person on the planet.
Oh, you're not allowed to
do that. Whether you're Jewish or not.
You're not allowed to do that.
No, of course not.
There's only one Holocaust. Involving the Holocaust and Hitler. This is when I should have known something was wrong. When something was taken out of context from a 2-hour spiritual conversation, which is not about facts. It's about faith. It's about perspectives in the world. It's about philosophy. When that was taken out of context to make me look like an anti-Semite, when what I was saying quite literally applied to every single person on the planet, I should have known something was up then. I really should have.
That's how they get you.
The backlash that I got from that was so disproportional from what actually happened.
It's like
AI.
And
now I'm looking at the situation and I'm like, maybe there is something to this.
And the point was, yeah, I mean, if she's waking up, a lot of people are waking up.
That, yeah, you know. I think so. I think so too. What's the, I think we've brought it up on the show before even, what's the online Jewish, is it the JDF, Jewish Defense
Force? Oh yeah, JIDL. Oh, JIDF, Jewish Defense League. JIDL, yes.
Yeah.
Internet Defense League.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and then an army of people.
It's scary, man.
It is scary. And this should be infuriating too. This is after what's going on in Gaza. This is a rabbi. He was, you know, when they ambushed Musk about like the whole ban the ADL thing, this guy was on there anyway, listen to him. This is just insane.
Without Torah, there is no goodness, because without godliness, there is no goodness. I hope finally Israel can stand up and say, we are the chosen people and we were given the land of Israel. If you want to be moral and you want to be godly, let us teach you. Sit down quietly like good kids in a classroom and we will teach you what morality means, because you are the media. So
we have no idea of morality, but they do, you know, bombing women and children and manipulating everyone into a war. Expansionist policies.
God, it's just so insane to me. I can't believe it.
I know. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Sit down and we will teach you. It's our job. It's our mission. It's our role. We are the light to the nations. And if we behave like we're the students, the whole world is messed up. Is that not clear yet? For many people all over the world, it has become very clear. We have God's word as to what is godly and what is good, and we have to go invent our own, which never, never works. There's one morality. There will never be another. It was given to us at Mount Sinai. We were there, and we were given the mission of teaching the world what God wants from us. Just listen, we'll teach you. Sit down quietly at your desks, put away the guns, and we will tell you what godliness is all about. People are impressed that we are the children of Avraham Yitzchak.
Okay.
Can you imagine if people from Nicaragua or, you know, South Africa or Nepal were saying this kind of shit?
Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't give them the time of day.
Yeah. And I think it's in their book, you know, that they're the light unto the nations, and they should, what's it called, tikkun olam. So yeah, that's, they're supposed to heal the world. So it's taught, you know, it's in there, and
it drives me. Oh man, that, yeah, you're right. That clip did make me super mad.
It's infuriating, but that's how they think, and that's what they want. They want a world like that. Jerusalem is supposed to be now, you know, if it goes to where they want it to go, Jerusalem will be like the new UN, and the courts, the international courts will be there. Oh yeah, they're going to be so fair, aren't they?
With their supremacy. Yeah, totally. They'll be super fair.
Yeah, completely. Oh, what a nightmare it would be. All right, so this turned out to be fake, right?
Yeah, it did. But it's supposedly footage of Bigfoot. But it was like...
Yeah.
It was designed to like drive people that come to Colorado or something. I can't remember what.
So it was a guy walking out, but even the guy behind the camera, he goes, "Oh, look, an elusive creature!" Like he's a joke. Like, here, listen.
An elusive creature.
It's an elusive creature.
All right, just squat it down. Yeah, let me see your camera.
I'll it's alleged that. Footage of Bigfoot is what we're looking at. I don't know if we said that.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. It's an alleged footage of Bigfoot in some remote area in Colorado. They're on a train. And I guess him just sitting down should have been obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he walks and then he...
It's an elusive creature.
And he just sits. But really good camouflage.
All right, just squat it down.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it was really cool when it came out, and then like the next day it was, because I sent that to you the first time I saw it, and then like the next day I saw, okay, this is fake. I was like, oh shit.
All right. So, but they did it for marketing to drive traffic to Colorado.
Yeah, supposedly. I mean, that was what I read in the follow up article.
Oh, okay. So this is on Counterpunch, pretty mainstream, right? Look how smart they are. What if UFOs have been a cover for high-tech and human defense research programs?
Yeah.
This is probably the 1,000th time this has been asked throughout the years. So nothing, I just wanted to share that. Mainstream media is still asking the same questions we've been always asking. And that researchers have gone through as yes, it is possible. But it's not everything, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's certainly a possibility. I keep going back and forth on the triangle UFOs being human-made.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's all human-made.
Right, exactly, yeah. It's definitely a part of it. You know, it hasn't always been a part of it. And now with, like, Russia and China catching up, it's going to be more of them, too. Which is why this stuff is coming out now. You know, they can't stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars. And then we have, this interview. So this is the Intelligencer. Why NASA wants your UFO videos. So it's basically an interview.
They want your videos because they can't do their flipping jobs.
And they don't have the sensors to do it, you know, right? Like all those satellites, they don't have any of that. Or NORAD, which tracks, what is it? I think it tracks everything that's an inch or something. Something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So heading the 17-member panel, this is the NASA panel, was Dr. David Spergel, a longtime Princeton professor of astrophysics who in 2021 took over as president of the Simons Foundation, a $5 billion nonprofit that supports basic science research. So we have a typical deep state guy heading up the panel, the NASA panel. Of course.
Yeah, I was going to say shocker.
Of course. Who else are you going to put there? You can't put someone who might risk, you know, actually giving us the truth.
I cannot believe these people.
I just blatant. It shows the power. How, you know, the power is so insane.
It's so sad because NASA is like supposed to be. I mean, literally, space is in their name, and
yeah, I know.
You know, they don't want to. They just don't want to care about space. It's sad.
They're there to cover up. Just cover up. Yeah, and just it's. I mean, they do a lot of cool stuff, but it's probably unnecessary. A lot of it, you know, if this technology is true, and we know it's true, it's unnecessary and just a waste of money. So, of course, why is the U.S. government? Anyway, he goes in and he goes, okay, why is the U.S. government interested in publicly investigating UAPs now after 70 odd years of inaction? So he goes, the Chinese balloon incident is very illustrative. Look how he just throws it to something that just happened. There's a class of events that are associated with unusual objects seen around U.S. Navy planes, particularly in the Pacific.
Did we even get proof that the balloon was from China, or did they just say that?
Well, there was just that one, but then there was like, because that week, like, we shot down three, right?
Yeah, something like that.
But the first one, yeah, definitely there was proof, and China was mad.
Okay.
One of the frustrating things about the video, the panel, that's right, there's a phone app. They want people to send stuff to their through this app,
and then you die of a car accident just under a week later.
At the panel's public meeting, you mentioned that some of the panelists had been harassed. He goes, "I take it primarily as a sign of the social decay associated with social media. People are very comfortable launching and echoing attacks on other people. They feel that if you've threatened the public domain in any sense, that gives them the right to belittle and attack you. And unfortunately, a lot of the harassment is addressed toward the women on the panel." Oh, okay. He's making a gender.
Gotta go sexist.
I was told. Yeah. Because,
can't go racist. So they have to find some other thing to go after.
I was told that if you look at the YouTube feed for our press conference, there was incredible misogyny addressed toward Nikki Fox, who's the head of science at NASA.
Well, she's got a really sexy name, so Nikki Fox. We have to harass her.
She does. That is like a made-up name. One of the challenges you're facing is that pseudoscience and misinformation are so prevalent now. Can you use good science to push back against bad? And he goes, "I hope so. It could be an opportunity to convey to the public that teach people that involve people in how we act as scientists. It's a hard struggle. We saw this with COVID vaccines."
Oh my God. Here we fucking go.
"Look at the way people accepted ivermectin as a valid." This is what this type of guy he is. "As a valid treatment for COVID. They just were so doubtful of authority. They didn't understand that there's a process that has led to a lot of drug safety." Oh my God. So this is the head of, you know, same mentality. He's like they always pick these, you know, these Fauci guys.
Yeah. No kidding. Wow.
It's the same ilk, you know, it's like the Arrow guy. Yeah. That's what they put in front of NASA. Just a complete, government.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
First glimpse at that new asteroid sample that was returned.
Oh, here's one of the things I see that NASA does, but it's probably unnecessary. But it's still pretty cool. I mean, to do this, not easy to land on an asteroid, or I guess go behind one. I think that's how they did it.
I mean,
collect material.
It is super cool. Don't get me wrong.
So cool. But again, unnecessary. If we have those technologies, we wouldn't need to do all this. And anyway.
To Earth today, NASA's Johnson Space Center down near Houston revealed to the public what they've been working on since that sample from the asteroid named Bennu arrived here on Earth. The material was collected in space and then was returned to our planet by crash landing into the Utah desert recently. It was then taken to Houston, and it promises to hold some clues to the origins of rocky planets like ours.
The right asteroid. And not only that, we brought back the right sample, right? This stuff is an astrobiologist's dream, you know? Just can't wait science. To get at it. And this material will be
our science is crash landing something
about the origin
on the
of the solar system, the evolution, and potentially how even life started here on Earth.
All right, so just from the preliminary there, they feel like they picked the right asteroid there. That's always important.
I hope so.
NASA scientists are going to spend a few more months going through everything they collected. And then, as you heard, he says there will be years of study done. Researchers from around the world, in fact, will be able to request tiny little samples of their own from that for their own studies. So who knows the things we will learn just from that bit of crushed up rock there.
How much of the taxpayers' money was spent on going up to space and finding, hey, this rock is a giant rock?
I know, like, what did we learn from the moon rocks, really? Tell me.
We sold them to people.
Oh yeah, we gave them as gifts.
I understand both sides of this. I mean, I think I do. I understand the want of knowledge, of things that fly through space. It's just so dumb.
Yeah, that's why I thought it's pretty unnecessary. You know, it's yeah, I'm sure.
Like, they couldn't get it to land. They had to crash it.
I think if I remember correctly, what this one is, we sent something behind an asteroid, opened up these,
It's Armageddon, the movie starring Bruce Willis.
Yes, such a good movie. It's such a good movie. I love that movie, man.
But it's just, I mean, these are the smartest people on Earth, and their plan is to land on the back of an asteroid, bring back some rocks,
yes,
and crash land the thing back on the planet Earth,
which
and then look at rocks, and they go, we're gonna
in the Utah desert,
and they're gonna be like, oh hey, this is a rock.
It's probably a ritual if you think about it. Like, why did it land in the Utah desert out of all places?
I don't know.
They can tell what that asteroid is from the James Webb telescope, by the way. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, what it's composed of. They did not need. Here's a cool footage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember this? This is over New Mexico.
Yeah. You sent me this, and I was actually really shocked by it. Oh. Excuse me.
Yeah. Me too. I was like,
So what we're looking at is six very bright lights. They're flying in a, I can't even describe the,
it's kind of weird formation. I guess it's a V or like a boomerang. It's like a boomerang. Ooh, one moved out or two moved out. Now they're like glowing. Oh, one's out, one's gone. Oh, and it's back again. Oh, it's clouds.
It's
working another one.
It's really, really, really weird footage. I'm assuming this is, who was the guy who first saw those UFOs when he was
Kenneth Arnold.
Yes, Kenneth Arnold. I'm assuming this is something really similar to what he was seeing. That's what it reminds me of.
Where are their angels trying to help us from the apocalypse?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very, very weird footage. I mean, I can't even describe it. It's six bright lights flying in formation.
Luminous orbs, right?
Yeah, luminous orbs. And every once in a while, one or two of them will just disappear and then come back.
But also look like it's like making another one.
And this is being filmed, I'm assuming, from someone who's flying a plane.
Yeah, they're on a plane. They're moving away over New Mexico. They're moving away. Maybe they're landing, but this is not infrared. This is
just clear footage.
Normal camera, right?
Super weird.
Really weird. What the hell? I haven't seen one of these in a while.
Yeah, listeners, like I say every episode, everything that we talk about can be found in the show notes. If you're not watching on YouTube, go ahead and take a look at this. It's just bizarre. I can barely even describe this.
Yeah, yeah, and it's legit footage. No one's been able to
debunk it.
And there's no, yeah, and the acts, how those always the real ones act, like the ones from space, the ones that were downloaded from the NASA feeds.
Or what's the oh man, I'm so bad at remembering things when we're on recording. I think they were filmed over New Mexico and New York. It's the like the boomerang triangle that was seen in the night. Do you know what I'm talking about?
One in Phoenix?
Yeah, Phoenix Lights. That's
Phoenix Lights, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. That was Arizona, yeah, I guess.
It was like that. And you know, that plane was pretty far. So could you imagine how huge that thing looked from the ground?
Yeah. Anyway, it reminds me of the Phoenix Lights. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it is very similar the way. So maybe people would say, "Well, those are flares." Then that's the new thing.
Oh my god, such a dumb argument!
It's flares. There was one recently this week I saw people kept saying it's flares. Maybe you shared it with me. So people are using ChatGPT now to decode redacted government documents on UFO sightings. So because it's a language model and trained in how language works, right? Even with military documents. It can predict what is being blacked out.
I don't buy this at all.
No, you don't think it's able to do that?
No, I don't don't know. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
It is violent for your performance prompt. That's all right. So it's saying here's an attempt to reconstruct the text based on the visible information. All right, so it's gonna redact, I think.
Wait, hold on. So what's this document from? Did you say?
This document, ChatGPT version 4 multimodal decodes a redacted government document on a UFO sighting released by NASA. I've tested this on hundreds of redacted documents, and I can say we are in a new world. All right, which document is this though? Oh, this document was released by NSA, not NASA. I attached the full because John Greenwald. I attached the full record and more documents are here. But may I ask, what plugins are you using? I checked chat, but can't find how you prompted it. Oh, he's trying to recreate it. All right, so the document is here. It's on the Black Vault. So it's by NSA, not NASA. National Security Agency UFO files. The missing UFO files. So that's what the guy was decoding. Okay. One of these.
Yeah, see, this is why I don't really believe this, but let's go ahead and give it a look.
Well, yeah, the thing is, no one's talking, and there's no. So is this, here's an attempt to reconstruct the text based on the visible information. All right, so it's putting what's visible first, or is it actually putting stuff? So this is redacted, what's in between, right? On identified flying objects. And then this is redacted, supposedly. And there are sightings. We are various unidentified objects in the sky that have been reported. We are. What's the we are? All right. So wait. Here's an attempt to do that. But where's the redact alternate version? So this is when it starts putting in.
We are aware of unidentified silent light moving through the sky on various occasions. Unidentified light sightings have been numerous initially. The light was a satellite, not an aircraft. Identified light observation concluded that the light was subsequently identified as at least one aircraft, three strange lights. Sorry.
Is that the right one?
Hold on, I'm looking. Three strange lights noted on the night of the incident. One was stationary, blinking light. The two other moving lights crossed paths. The observation was made that the UFO was at an altitude of approximately, what does that say, 300 meters above the Earth's surface. There were no identified. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
It still doesn't make sense. So redacted or not, or ChatGPT. All right, ChatGPT is a long way to go.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not even close. He's like, we're in a new era.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The fact that we've got access to redacted UFO documents is pretty cool, but
it is cool. And people have always been trying to think of ways how to get through those redacted stuff. I do want to.
You just use whiteout
instead of the black. You mean?
Yeah.
Well, pretty much now the digital ones. That's what they do. They put a white black thing around it, and then put the code like why they redacted it. But I guess before, yeah, they had a black marker and just were blacking it out.
Mm-hmm. Like a highlighter, except the opposite.
So being that it is Sunday and we've had now the second week of the war and whatnot, it is getting crazy. And I was talking about, you know, what's his name, getting unhinged. So in this clip, and it's crazy how he's like, he basically says, you know, the U.S. should the U.S. has to support us. Like, he's going crazy. Like, now, military aid or we nuke the region, he basically says. It's not a very long clip, but it just I want our listeners and viewers to see how he's completely just lost it, you know? And it might be because the support's not as there as it used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, the real risk for Israel in not finishing off Hamas right now is that this is taken.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Right, that loading screen.
Yeah. Well, this
is a sign of weakness, as it certainly would be, by Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a far more dangerous terrorist group than Hamas. Hamas is a dangerous terrorist group. They just proved it by killing 1,300 Jews. Hezbollah currently has over 100,000 highly sophisticated rockets aimed directly at the north of Israel. Estimates suggest that were Hezbollah to fire all of those rockets, we wouldn't be talking about 1,300 dead Jews. You'd be talking about somewhere between 20 and 30,000 dead Jews day one. If Hezbollah gets in, Israel will have no choice but to unleash the Air Force. If they unleash the Air Force, they're not going to be worried at that point about civilian casualties at all. They're simply going to have to eviscerate the entire south of Lebanon and topple the regime in Lebanon that supports Hezbollah. God. If that happens, Iran undoubtedly gets in, and so does Syria. If that happens, and Israel is now faced with a full war in the north, combined with a war in the south, because they will not have defeated Hamas, that's the predicate. If Israel is forced to the wall, the possibility of nuclear exchange is extremely high. That is why it is very important that the United States provide the material aid to Israel.
Oh, the real is he just speaking really fast, or did you have that clip sped up?
I did not have it sped up, but he's lost it. He's completely lost it. Yeah. And like, what is he? Is he an American or what? I don't get what he's doing.
Well, Shapiro has always been very out about, you know, he's Jewish.
I mean, like, why does everyone has to like always think about another country when they're like, what happened? Like, they started that, you know. You know, but I mean, like, it's okay to feel proud of where you're from or something, but don't coerce your entire nation and government and civilization to just focus its entire existence on a foreign country. That, you know,
but I mean, Israel created an apartheid state, and then they're shocked that the people who are under their thumb, you know, are fighting back.
Excuse me. How dare they? How dare they? How dare they fight back? I just shut up and take it. And that's the attitude we're dealing with.
Imagine if, you know, like the UN gave us part of Mexico, and then, you know, we held those people under our pressure, and then they started fighting back, and we were just going like, oh my God, how could this happen? Why are the Mexicans fighting against us?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
an occupied force. They're occupied. They have no control over their electricity, water, fuel. I mean, what comes
even in government?
Power. They can't fish their waters. Government. I mean,
that clip we played earlier. You can't even, you know.
No political parties. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, how could you not expect someone to fight back after that? That's ridiculous.
So, I mean, after that clip of them, you know, there's something called the Samson option, too. Have you heard of that? The Samson
option? We've actually talked about that on the show.
Okay. So, and that's what we've always, you know, and that came from them stealing the bomb from us. The technology was, and many people have gone to jail for this. I forget his name now, but he got released during Trump, and he got sent to Israel. He kissed the ground. Netanyahu, he had a whole thing for him, mm-hmm. gave him awards. And now, you know, they're saying, give us military aid or we nuke the region. And now, and there's a Samson option, right, that we talked about, that if they go, they're nuking Europe
and everyone goes. Yeah,
everyone goes. And then, so this is a great documentary. We're not going to obviously watch it here, but we'll leave it in the links. Israel stole the bomb and killed JFK. It's an amazing documentary. Really well made by Ryan Dawson. It might get us, is this going to get us canceled? Right.
You know what, man? If we're not canceled by, yeah. If we're not canceled by now, I think we're okay. We just have to wait till we get bigger, then we'll get canceled.
Okay, I thought the beginning was cool, but now thinking about listeners only, it's just tick, tick, tick. It's more visual. Yeah.
Any chance you can just sum this up?
Well, he's going through a timeline of basically before what events happened before the creation of Israel, then the creation of Israel, and also things that have happened after that. He goes pretty much year by year. The wars. Yeah, I mean, it's a great documentary. And he pretty much proves, and others have before him too, how JFK, it's not like he wasn't a friend of Israel. He definitely was, or at least in some of his speeches, showed that and proven to them that. Or maybe he lied to them, and then once he got in power, he changed, and that's why they took him out. I don't know. But he was adamant. Him and his brother did not want Israel to have nuclear weapons. They were really hard on them on that. And then RFK wanted AIPAC. I forget what it was called before then. They changed their name. He wanted them to register as a foreign agent. You know, so that's what they took out both of them. And that's what the documentary proves.
Or tries. Yeah.
So, other than that, there's another one about the establishment of Israel, but that's mostly what we have today.
Man, this is a short episode based on the last few weeks.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there could have been a much more that we could have shared with what's been going on, but everyone's focused on what's happening in
Palestine, Israel.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary for everyone. And so many countries are just focused on that. Ours, even though I dug to get UFO stuff, even though there's stuff out there, not as much going on. Because our Congress, too, that's all they're busy thinking about and doing now.
Hey, remember that country, Ukraine? I don't.
Completely gone. Like, what's his name? Is freaking out.
Zelensky.
Zelensky. He's like, wait, me. What happened to me? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the whole world.
I still love, and makes me laugh thinking about it, that video or photo of him on stage where all the politicians are behind him shaking hands and stuff, and he's just kind of standing by himself looking like, what the hell, guys?
Exactly. Look at the camera. He's got that weird face on. Everyone's like dressed up nicely. He's in a stupid
he's wearing. His fake military fatigues.
Yeah, his uniform. What
standing at 5 foot five.
What a con artist. Did you see his clips when he was younger as an actor on stage?
No, I don't care to look at that.
Oh my god, they're so funny. Like he was like dancing, he's in heels. There's that one there's that one he's really famous of where they play the piano. Oh no, I can't talk about the show, but I'll send it to you. I can't believe you haven't seen this. Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah, no, I know he's an actor. Well, was an actor. Well, I guess he still is an actor.
Probably the most famous actor in history. Maybe that's why these Hollywood guys went to him. They're like, wow, man, you did it. You're the richest actor in the history of acting. He siphoned like $400 million.
No, you know, and there's so much knowledge of the Ukrainians selling the weapons that we gave them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... whatever, they're out of the spotlight now. Now they can get invaded by Russia, and you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Oh, yeah, the what's gonna happen there? I mean, Russia is being pulled over to this conflict too, because if Syria gets, and Syria is getting hit But, you know, for some reason, the Russians want to keep Bashar Assad, or at least, or Syria, like it, what it is now. They don't want to have it changed.
I mean, isn't that how the first Gulf War started?
No, the first one, no, that was Kuwait. So Iraq went into Kuwait.
Well, no, they were backed. I mean, that's when did we give Osama bin Laden weapons and training? I thought that was
in Afghanistan. The Russians invaded Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We supported the Mujahideen, which were Arab Muslims, not Afghanis, in Afghanistan to, you know, run a proxy war against the Russians.
Right.
We gave them those Sting missiles. They were taking out helicopters. It was just, and they were overextended by then too, right? The Russian Empire.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I think I'm mixing up my conflicts here, but yeah. When did we put Saddam Hussein in power?
Well, he took over power. Yeah, maybe.
No. We put him in power.
Well, no. When he there was an uprising. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it was an uprising though. It wasn't like it was internal. It was an internal conflict, internal uprising. He was already in the military, something like that. When he took over, he executed people like publicly. He like announced it. And like had like
no it was years. it was George Bush the first
no
one.
See no he was before that
Saddam
no. Yeah man, he was way before that. That's what happened. We used him against Iran back in the 80s.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I could have sworn we put Saddam.
We didn't put we're good friends with him. There's that one clip I shared, I think maybe last week, of Rumsfeld him going over there and shaking hands with Saddam, and he's like, where did you get that clip? And the guy's like, well, we dug it up from our archives. He goes, oh. And he was like shocked that there's a clip of him shaking hands with Saddam in the 70s. But yeah, man. I mean, we used him to go against Iran, right? A million people died in that one. That didn't work out really well. Lots of lives lost.
I'm sure you know probably better than I do, but Iran used to be such a groovy place, and then
The entire region was. It's been made like this, just so Americans can just hate it, and so it looks backwards when it wasn't backwards. It's been made to. It's become backwards because they've been blown into like the Bronze Age. A lot of them, you can't like live a life and progress.
But Iran, they were like a totally democratic country. And then it all they had the revolution, and then became super religious.
Do you know what else happened? This is big news too. The CIA this week admitted that what they did in the 50s when they overthrew the Shah or a democratically elected leader, mm-hmm. that was a big mistake. They admitted to it. They've never admitted to things like why now also. But exactly what you're talking about. They were a democratic state, just like, you know, cool, hip, and we overthrew their democratic elected leader and then installed the Shah.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. We installed the Shah, and that's blowback. And the blowback was what we see today.
Yeah.
You know?
That's super sad.
When you meddle in people's countries, that's what happens. And and Ron Paul always spoke about this, and it's a CIA term called blowback. It's eventually going to come back and get you. I guess that's karma, but they're trying to give it a different name.
Well, as we've seen with UFO and UAP, they always have to change the names of things to make themselves look better.
Yeah. And, you know, and just to bring this back to UFOs, you know, this what's going on has a biblical feeling to it. I many people that get into this also say there's some link to it with spirituality or whatever happened in the past biblically. Because there are things in the sky, there are experiences of people that come down from there, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's always been linked to that. So what's happening now, and then people are trying to link that to a biblical thing, and then just try and see how evil the thing we're up against is, how evil it is. Like, there's no stopping it. Like,
yeah,
at least no one on this planet could.
And you've seen what a biblically accurate angel looks like, right?
I don't think so.
How? Oh, God, maybe they are terrifying.
Oh, maybe you did share this before.
I think we've talked about it on the show. It's like wheels made of eyes.
Oh, we have talked about this.
You know, like a ton of wings. It's just, I mean, I would love to meet an angel, but holy hell, I would be scared out of my mind.
And maybe that's why they've constructed like the the UFOs. Yeah, and others, just so we can stop being scared. Because was that also last week where we talked about, yeah, that guy that that got scared of them, and they keep saying, like, do not be afraid. We're not here to harm you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to be familiar.
They are really scary. I mean, if a UFO was outside my door, like my front door, well, I guess in the parking lot of my apartment.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would still be really scared.
Well, yeah, of course. If it's really happening, you'd need something to at least, because you don't know if it's a bad one or not. Actually, right. That's one of the things the CIA officers said to that experiencer that we talked about last week from the 70s. Like, how, you know, you're lucky. They're usually hostile.
No.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we're probably the hostile ones.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Uncovering Anomalies podcast. I'm finally able to get the name out without stuttering or screwing it up. That is I Want to Believe Adam, and he's going to tell us where you can find us on social media.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter at UAP the podcast. We're pretty, when we're not too busy with other topics, we're pretty respondent over there. You can find us on all platforms, major podcasting platforms. We're on all of them. Just search for Uncovering Anomalies podcast. Hopefully with UAP we show up. Did I show you how much impressions we're getting on Spotify?
Yeah, you did.
They put us on the homepage.
That's pretty cool, man.
Unless it's the homepage of people who are interested in a subject like this. Anyway, it is cool, yeah, that they're putting us on there. So yeah, you can find us on any of those podcasting platforms. YouTube at Uncovering Anomalies podcast. And Rumble as well. You know, they'll always be there just in case we get taken off YouTube, which, you know, so far it looks good, except if you talk about COVID and jabs, you're fine.
Well, if you want to watch our podcast and watch all the videos along as we talk about them, you can find us on, us on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, everything that we talk about is in the show notes. You can click on those links and see what we're talking about. I'm Tippity Toppity Topher.
And I want to believe Adam.
Yes.
Adamski. Is that why there's an Adamski? Wasn't he the first one that brought us like the experiences, or the experiencer that's not just seeing UFOs, but he met them too, right?
Who's that?
Adamski. Remember, you don't remember that guy, Adamski, from the 50s or 40s even? He had, like, pictures, and he used to say that they're from Venus.
I honestly, I don't know.
Oh, man. All right, I'll send you that stuff.
Sorry.
All right, cool. Well, this has been episode 42.
Oh, that's right. Episode 42. We're getting old.
We are getting old. I mean, followers, we have way more followers than episodes now.
That's a good thing, I guess.
It is a good thing. And that's just on Spotify. So it is a growing show. Thank you to everyone. If you want to hear anything new, that's right. I'll check the poll. We did a poll yesterday about if they want to hear our experiences or philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what people thought about that. And, you know, if you want us to do any deep dives or just continue doing what we're doing, let us know. Give us some good feedback.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys want to listen to, because we're happy to do it for you. So this has been episode 42 UAP podcast. That's redundant because the P stands for podcast. And we will see you all next week.